Good morning, and welcome to Sydney in 5 minutes. I'm your newsreader, bringing you today's top stories from around the city. The Prime Minister is pushing ahead with the government's tax proposals despite mounting criticism. Anthony Albanese has dismissed concerns about the plans, signaling that the administration is determined to advance its fiscal agenda regardless of public and political pushback. In technology news, Australia's e-safety commissioner is cracking down on online giants. Google and other search engines now face potential fines of up to $50 million if they fail to protect children from harmful content, marking a harder regulatory approach to child safety online. Moving to sport, the NRL has secured a massive broadcast deal worth $5 billion. Nine and Foxtel have renewed their media rights in a move that signals stability for Sydney's sports media landscape, though some are questioning what this means for long-term competition in the sector. At the petrol pump, a national audit has confirmed concerns for many Sydney drivers. Fuel Bowser audits have uncovered pricing issues that are shortchanging motorists and affecting transport operators, with real implications for household budgets and business costs. And finally, the kitchen appliance world is watching. Thermomix has chosen Melbourne over Perth for its legacy operations after 25 years in Australia, signaling shifting dynamics in the nation's foodie capitals and what it means for Sydney's food tech sector. That's your Sydney news for today. Thanks for tuning in.